The University of Washington is facing a test of what it means to be a so-called sanctuary campus. Immigration and Customs Enforcement, or ICE, has detained one UW student. He appears to be the first detainee that the university knows of. Now, the UW is wrestling with what it means to offer sanctuary to undocumented students. And here to discuss is KUOW race and equity reporter Liz Jones. Hi, Liz.
Hi, Bill.
What happened with this student?
The student was arrested by ICE in September, and has been in custody there in Tacoma, the detention center, since then. His wife, when he was arrested, immediately reached out to UW faculty for help. He was close to some of his professors there. She called, emailed, asked them, "What can you do to help my husband?" So a little backstory on this student. His name is Bengali Fatih. He is from the Gambia, which is very uncommon to have detainees from the Gambia. Most are from Mexico and Central America. But he came to the U.S. 15 years ago on a student visa. His funding for his school almost immediately fell through. He spent time homeless. He was at one point in what appears to be forced labor. And he did have a criminal record at some point along this way. In 2011, he was convicted of transporting marijuana in Oklahoma. So what has happened with his case with ICE is the Gambia has refused to take back deportees for many years. So he was ordered deported in 2013, but he was released back into the community kind of on supervision. He had to check in with ICE periodically because the Gambia would not take him back. What appears to have happened now is that policy has changed and he is able to travel back to the Gambia, which is probably why he was arrested.
And what has the University of Washington done so far?
Well, the professors got involved from the start, but kept it really low profile. They weren't sure if publicity would hurt his case. But just over this past weekend, they launched a petition to the UW community asking for support for Bengali Fatih, asking for support to get him released. More than 4,000 people have signed that in just a couple of days. Students are organizing various events. Professors are on campus telling their students about this young man's case. Perhaps his most significant is a UW law clinic has stepped in to represent him. An attorney there and law students have taken up his case, and they've been able to put his deportation on hold for now because they've discovered he may be eligible for a special type of visa because of the labor trafficking. And here's what his wife, Rebecca, has to say about the help from the UW so far.
I don't know where we would be without the UW right now. I think he would already be deported and back in the Gambia if it weren't for University of Washington stepping up in the way that they have. I hope other universities can emulate what they've done for us.
And what does this mean for the UW's sanctuary policies?
Yeah, well, this really became a big conversation on the UW campus last year after President Trump was elected. There was a letter that was sent from the UW president and the provost reiterating policies that we will not ask about someone's immigration status. And they said that in the future, they'll try to mitigate any negative impacts for undocumented students on campus or find resources for them. So this is sparking more conversation of how do those words look like? What do those words look like in action? What are the logistics of that? Professor Angelina Godoy, she was one of Bengali Fatih's professors last year. She's really spearheaded this effort to provide help for him on campus. And she said it's really intended to send a clear message of what is available, what people can do, how you can get involved when a situation like this happens. And here's what she said has kind of been somewhat troubling as she's been thinking about this case.
There must have been others who, stopped coming to class one day and nobody ever knew why. And in a way, that's what disturbs me the most and makes me want to make sure that we don't continue to tolerate this sort of silent siphoning off of our students from our campus. I don't want to be part of a community that doesn't perceive that loss and that doesn't react to it and that doesn't defend its own members.
And Liz, what is at stake here? First of all, for the student.
Well, for the student, for Bengali Fatih, he does face deportation if this visa for him does not come through. So he could be sent back. He's already had to leave school. He's got a 4-month-old newborn daughter at home with his wife. So his wife has had to leave maternity leave early to go back to nursing at Harborview. She's given up their apartment that they shared together to move in with her sister. So a lot at stake for this family.
And what about for the University of Washington? What are the stakes for them?
Well, they're really kind of walking a line of what it means to be sanctuary. And this is a hot issue in our country right now. cities are coming under attack for so-called sanctuary policies that might be not in line with what the federal authorities want them to do. So this is coming under question. Federal money has been at stake. So the university has been somewhat quiet as an administration on this issue. You see the resources coming more from individuals on campus, from the law clinic, from professors, from people that are not per se the administration. Dan Sherote was going to be Bengali Fati's professor this quarter. Bengali had to drop out because he was in detention. He actually bought the books. He contacted the professor, tried to figure out, can I do independent study from detention? But he could not get enough computer time there to make it work. But here's what this professor, Dan Sherote, had to say about the kind of delicate situation that the university is in right now.
But I understand that the university is in a somewhat delicate position. It is a state institution. I'm sure people in the administration, I know they're very well aware of this, and they're being careful, and they have to watch what they're legally allowed to do. We're not supposed, we can as individuals participate in politics, express our opinions, join parties, campaign, but we're not supposed to use university facilities for that. They're state facilities. So the university as a whole is supposed to be neutral, but it has to protect itself as well.
So just saying there, you know, this is a political issue, so there's some sensitivity there.
And what happens next on all this, Liz?
Bengali Fati has a bond hearing later this month in Tacoma. A lot of UW students, I understand, are planning to be there. They're planning to do teach-ins for him. So at that hearing, the judge could decide to release him while the rest of his case is pending. And they'll have to wait to see if this, what's called a T visa, comes through because of the labor trafficking. That could take up to 6 months for a decision on that.
That's KUOW's race and equity reporter Liz Jones telling you about the University of Washington facing a test of what it means to be a so-called sanctuary campus. Liz, thanks a lot.
Thank you, Bill.